And now it's time for Foodstuffs, our regular look at food and food culture in the Granite State. Kevin Rourke waits tables at the Barley House in Concord. On this day, he stands at the host station, greeting guests as they walk through the door.
Who are we? Two?
Two, please.
Absolutely.
These women don't recognize Rourke, but he has a reputation among the regulars here. You may have encountered a server like Rourke at other restaurants, one who's a little theatrical, a little over the top.
Ooh, we have a phenomenal house-made red sangria.
Do you?
Oh, yes. Should we skip the waiting process and get us two sangrias, ladies? Exceptionally difficult. Love it.
Thank you.
Regulars at the Barley House sometimes request Rourke this way.
Is that little funny guy here today?
Come on, I mean, I'm the only dude who's like this short and this weird, so I know when I'm being talked about when they say the little funny guy.
Rourke is 26. He lives in Andover. He's on the short side, thin, and he wears a beard. And if he's your waiter, he'll bring more than just sweet potato fries and sangria to the table. Expect a quick wit, a sense of humor, and a quote from a film like Top Gun or The Princess Bride.
My name is Inigo Montoya. I search for the six-fingered man.
Rourke introduces himself this way often. Sometimes he busts out a foreign language. He knows bits of German, French, Spanish, and Japanese. His performance calls to mind an actor starving for attention. But he's not a theater guy. In fact, big crowds are not his thing.
You got me in front of a group of people, I'd clam up and be like, my name's Jeffy and I like apples. Kevin, your name's not even Jeffy. You don't like apples.
He prefers the intimacy of a small group gathered around a table. And he uses humor to pry his way into a better understanding of what his guests need. But beyond making him more effective as a server, humor serves another, more noble purpose here. In an age when you can order food with an app or on a screen mounted to your table, Rourke wants to use humor to rehumanize the job of serving customers.
I think it would probably be a pleasant change from the, hi, I'm so-and-so, is there anything else I can do? Please press the button on the computer if you need my help. What's the point of that?
But Rourke's approach can be polarizing, and this fact is not lost on him. So when he says, for example, my name is Inigo Montoya, I search for the six-fingered man. Yes, he's telling a joke, but he's also reading your response.
Because if somebody catches it and they're like, you killed my father, prepare to die, or they hold up their hand and they're like, it's only five fingers, I swear. That's when I know we're having a good time.
Sometimes the jokes don't work like he wants them to. Sometimes the joke is just a dud, but sometimes the guests just aren't in the mood for his strong personality. And if he gets that vibe, he dials it back.
There was a time when I was cracking jokes with a guest and one woman actually came up to me and she's like, listen, I genuinely appreciate your personality. I am just having a very bad day. And I just looked at her and go, I'll turn it off. She goes, thank you very much.
On this day, everyone seems to be enjoying him, including Irene Oriani, who ordered one of those sangrias. She's a former bartender, and she says anyone can serve a drink.
We have to do it with some sort of finesse. I'd say he's a good time. I'd say he's unique, but in a good way. And that you're, you know, he's going to give you a great experience.
That great experience is Rourke's singular focus. He's even concerned about my experience as I follow him around with a microphone.
I do my best for you, Peter. I just want to make you happy and your listeners happy as well. Don't you know that's all that I care about? It's all I've ever wanted.
And then, in his own voice, he says, it's a good time. Just try to have fun. For NHPR News, I'm Peter Biello.